Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remaining in the company of those who recite Durood. Hazrat Sa'ad Zanjani rahimahullah once mentioned the following. There was an ascetic man who lived amongst us in Egypt. His name was Abu Sa'id al-Khayyat rahimahullah. He would neither mix nor socialize with people, nor would he participate in any of the gatherings and majalis that would be held. However, after some time, he began to punctually attend the majlis, the gathering of Ibn Rashiq rahimahullah. When the people noticed this, they were surprised and they asked him why he was attending the majlis of Ibn Rashiq rahimahullah. Abu Sa'id al-Khayyat rahimahullah replied, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream and he said to me, attend the majlis of Ibn Rashiq as he sends abundant salutations and durood upon me. The next incident, the name of Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being mentioned in the Torah. Lama Sakhawi rahimahullah relates, there was once an evil person from amongst the Banu Israel, and when he passed away, the people did not afford him any respect, and merely left his body, tabarak wa ta'ala, then revealed to Nabi Musa alayhi salam that, O Musa, wash him and perform his janazah, for I have forgiven his sins and I have pardoned him. Musa alayhi salam asked, O Allah, what is the reason for this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, once his sight fell on the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Torah, and he recited durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is on account of this action that I have forgiven him. Allah ta'ala give us all peace.